This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
From around the world to Washington to your own backyard, if a story impacts you or your wallet, we're on it. Start your day with the Fox News Rundown. Listen and follow now at foxnewsrundown.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
This is a Fox News Audio 4th of July special, Kennedy Saves America. Here's your host, Kennedy.
Saves the world, and we are also saving your 4th of July. There is no one I know who loves this country more than Emily Campagno. She is the co-host of Outnumber. She also hosts the Fox News Radio True Crime Podcast, which is one of the most popular and incredible shows Fox News offers. Doesn't matter if it's podcast or TV, the stories are compelling. Emily is fully vested in them, and she talks to the victims, the prosecutors, the attorneys, the investigators who are directly involved with these cases that send chills up and down your spine. They make you think, and they give you a completely different vantage point on the criminal justice system in this country. Emily Campagno, welcome back to Kennedy Saves the World.
Thank you so much, Kennedy. Yeah. And given this is a live show and our teams are around us, then who we are looking at right now and who's with us in the bar is the reason why the Fox True Crime Podcast is such a roaring success. Jason right there, Catherine right there, John Sylvester. I mean, the reality is that the team behind the podcast, any success that I enjoy is 100% in credit to them.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. Like, sure, I'm biased, but I got to say, no offense, Max, but the podcast crew is maybe the best in the building.
Absolutely. Hands down.
Max started in radio, and now he's on Jimmy's show. But this is the A-team right here. So as we're looking at 4th of July, you have one of the most active and interesting families of anyone I know. You have to have some insane 4th of July memories from your childhood. Like, what did you guys do? Were you, like, riding horses on the moon? Were you at space camp?
I was at space
lighting
camp.
Lighting aliens on fire.
I was at Space Academy. I was at space camp. I was at Aviation Challenge. So all of those take place, by the way, at a certain age in Alabama.
Okay.
Huntsville, Alabama. And
that
this
sounds very cool, very temperate.
Anything but. So, you know, us California girls going out there, hair this big in the humidity, but it was phenomenal. And the beauty, I mean, picture like a Disneyland level of detail and investment in getting kids to appreciate and learn about space. And the chemistry was real, the experiments were real, you know, moon rocks and everything, and all the simulators. So we were doing like zero gravity and living in pods and using all the right terminology, and then playing in the woods with like armed forces, like painting ourselves in combat gear for Aviation Challenge, which was the Air Force camp. So those were incredible experiences. And you come out of there, and it was like anyone who had ever seen Top Gun, been inspired, and wanted to be a fighter pilot like myself, these camps were the gateway, the absolute gateway of really having a taste of what it was like, and the whole time stressing education and hard work and investment. So, you know, it wasn't just for play. It was like I came out feeling emboldened that, yes, I would be an astronautical engineer, right?
But that's what I love, because you were in Air Force ROTC when you went to University of Washington. So your dad was in the Navy. The book that you just wrote about all of your family and all the branches of the armed forces in every generation, like you were on track to be in the military.
Yes, and the only thing that kept me from signing on the dotted line and being a fighter pilot, or I should say that the
was
main
buzzing the tower.
That's right, Admiral's daughter, was my height. So at the time, guys, you had to be between 5'4 and 6'4.
That is lame.
And people who say
that's heightist.
Right?
Yes.
I know. I protested. And at the time, people who asked, well, didn't you know that to begin with? The answer was yes, absolutely. But the eternal optimist and the youngest child that I am in birth order sort of dictated that I was like, well, by the time I get there, it'll be okay. Like, I never believed, I never took a no for a permanent no. And I think that served me well in general, but it also enabled me to follow the process up until the end. So like we talked about, Space Camp and Aviation Challenge and the Summer Scientific Seminar at USAFA, and I interned at the Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory at UC
wow.
Berkeley in the Astrophysics Department. Again, I peaked in high school, really. But then, so then Air Force ROTC, and it was a targeted scholarship. And I actually, I drop a math class. And because of the math class, it meant that I was below the full load, and so I lost the scholarship. But to be honest, my parents were relieved. They actually discouraged me from taking money because they said, you know what, we want to protect your reservation to make a decision later once you have full knowledge of what this was like. And I really respect and appreciate that. And I'm grateful that I was in a position that I wasn't beholden to the money at that time. So long story short, I stay with Air Force ROTC. I have 2 years doing it. And then when it takes time to commission, right on that day, I'm like, do the height test. I'm not 5'4".
Wow. How tall were you?
5'3½".
Oh, you're that close?
I know. It's so close. I know.
That's so cruel. They wouldn't let you wear platforms?
I mean, I can drive in high heels. But then here's what's crazy is all those years later when I was an NFL cheerleader in Iraq and Kuwait visiting the deployed troops, after we had a transport from, I think that was the one from Kuwait to Baghdad, we get off the C-130 and we have to meet the pilots and say thank you, and out comes from the cockpit a girl who's younger than I am. And keep in mind, this is now, you know, 20 years later, and younger than I am, but shorter than I am. And we're standing there on the Baghdad tarmac, and I'm in my NFL uniform and she's in her flight suit. And she was flying away, and I thought about her parents, and I thought about mine, and I was like, this is totally sliding doors. And I was so proud for her, and so impressed and inspired by her, and also so deeply grateful for the path that I did end up taking, and that God did provide for me that still had us intersect on that same tarmac. But definitely nowadays, you don't have to be, there's not that height requirement. And still, you know, my heart sings and my soul is amongst the stars, but I think you could say I'm pretty happy with my life right now, for sure.
So, you know, when you're at that moment, and I always think it's amazing when you're shown these intersections, because oftentimes, you know, you acknowledge it with a head nod, but the fact that you internalized it and you realize, like, this was a version of yourself that could have been realized, and that you were proud of her and grateful for where you were, just shows you're exactly where you meant to be.
Totally. And you and I have had so many conversations, and you are so deeply inspiring, because there are many people who I think, or I should say, I'll phrase it differently. People like you inspire me because of the cognizance of every moment that's happening and the why. You may not know the whys, but the deep appreciation for these incredible moments and opportunities and the glorious world that we live in, knowing that it's not random and that there is a deeper plan and that it's all for your benefit and blessing, and the fact that, you know, every interaction can be an opportunity to bless someone further, to learn something, to grow. I mean, that's what makes life so deeply enriching. And you are one of those people that really spearheads living like that for us. From everything from sipping a beautiful wine in that moment and just enjoying it to having an incredible conversation. And that's why you're saving the world, one podcast episode at a time.
One podcast at a time. One trip at a time.
That's right.
We've been to 7 countries so far.
And
we're
everyone
just getting warmed up.
Who's watching, we do this in salute to everyone who have given their lives.
Yes, to the fallen. So now what are you going to do this 4th of July?
I'll be with Dana, actually, at her house.
Amazing.
In Bayhead. So I think it's going to be a Jersey Shore experience.
You have to find Snooki.
I do. Yeah. Snooki, I'm here for you.
All right, on that note, happy 4th of July. Loved your family. Loved your husband.
Thank you. You're
the best in the world, and I can't wait for our next adventure.
Me too. It starts in about 30 minutes.
That's absolutely right. It's Kennedy Save the World. It's Langens. It's Emily Campagno.
Kennedy will be back with more.
What do you call charging thousands of dollars for hearing aids? At MD Hearing, we call it outrageous, because hearing should not be a privilege for the rich. It's a basic need everyone deserves. Hi, I'm Dr. Sandra Porps, head of audiology at MD Hearing. If you or a loved one have trouble hearing but don't want to waste thousands for a hearing aid, MD Hearing was created for you by doctors and audiologists. A high-quality, FDA-registered hearing aid for a fraction of the price. No costly doctor visits, no expensive and time-consuming fittings, no bulky old-fashioned hearing aids that cost thousands. The MD Hearing Neo is just $297 per pair. It's rechargeable and fits discreetly in your ear. Even better, it lets you hear what you've been missing at a savings of more than 90% off the average price of a traditional hearing aid.
Try MD Hearing risk-free for 45 days by calling 800-918-3920. Plus, you'll get free shipping. Call now, 800-918-3920. That's 800-918-3920.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, listen to the all-new Brett Baer Podcast, featuring Common Ground, talking to lawmakers weekly from opposite sides of the political spectrum about the issues of the day and how Americans can find common ground in a politicized world.
That's just not happening on Capitol Hill. It takes leadership, right?
Yeah, it absolutely does.
Along with all your Brett Baer favorites like The Campaign, The Candidates, The All-Star Panel, and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Download the Kudlow Show podcast every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com. Kudlow covers the latest headlines and business trends with an emphasis on the financial impact facing households and businesses across the country. Listen to interviews with key business newsmakers. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
The world of business moves fast. Stay on top of it with the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday. Fox Business reporters, anchors, and hosts will bring you beneath the stock market speculation and boardroom drama to tell you about the biggest business stories of today. Whether you're on Main Street or Wall Street, Fox Business is invested in you.
Listen to the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Hey, I'm Trey Gowdy, host of the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we cover the full range of topics that are on your mind and speak with some brilliant, talented, thoughtful women and men who have excelled in their respective fields and careers. Plus, every Thursday is your turn. You get to be the lawyer and you get to ask the questions about whatever is foremost on your mind.
Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
it's Rachel Campos Duffy. Join me for Fox Noticias, a show that breaks down the news of the day with a focus on the kitchen table issues that matter most to our community. Politics, the economy, immigration, and cultural trends. Weekdays at 4 p.m. Eastern on Fox Deportes and available at noticias.foxnews.com, the Fox Noticias YouTube page, and Fox Nation. Or listen and follow the podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
From around the world,
Trey Yingst, joining us from Tel Aviv, Israel.
To Washington,
I'm Mike Emanuel.
To your own backyard. If a story impacts you or your wallet, we're on it. It's the Fox News Rundown. We give every story the deeper look it deserves with must-listen interviews and smart analysis from the voices you can trust. Start your day with the Fox News Rundown. Listen and follow now at foxnewsrundown.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
It is time to take the quiz.
It's five questions in less than 5 minutes. We ask people on the streets of New York City to play along. Let's see how you do.
I'm having what she's having. It's a quote from a 1989 film starring Billy Crystal and Meg Ryan. Name the film.
E.T.
When Harry Met Sally.
You got it. When Harry Met Sally.
Either way you did, you can always try again tomorrow. Take the quiz every day at thequiz.fox. Then come back here to see how you did.
Thank you for taking the quiz.
Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
That heat's going to be out there for one more day.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com.
I would call it a pub, but it's more like the Taj Mahal of Midtown drinking. Rosanna Scotto joins me, host of Good Day New York on Fox. You see her on The Five, you see her on Outnumbered. She is one of my very favorite broadcasters, and I'm happy to share this beautiful space with you, Rosanna.
First of all, thank you so much. I'm flattered by what you just said. I am one of your biggest fans. Not only do you have such an interesting take on world news, but you're funny as hell.
Oh, Rosanna, stop it.
You have the best sense of humor, and I just love listening to you.
I loved you in Desperately Seeking Susan.
That's Rosanna Arquette.
Okay. God, aren't I red-faced?
Okay, so obviously, Kennedy, you're not that funny. But no, if you start calling me Rosanna Dana,
oh yeah,
that's when I know.
Yeah, God rest her soul.
But the song Rosanna is about me.
Is it really?
No.
I was going to say, that'd be
Isn't
amazing.
Isn't that great?
Yes.
I know. Friends of mine used to sing the song to me, and you know, where they go, all I want to do in the middle of the night is see your eyes. They would say, All I want to do in the middle of the night is feel your thighs.
Wow.
Yeah. So it was interesting.
It was a different time.
It was a different time.
What is your favorite time in your personal history of New York?
Oh, wow.
What is the time you go back to and you're like, that was the most fun, that was the most complete, I didn't have a care in the world.
Huh.
Everything was my oyster.
So I'm going to say pre-children.
Okay.
The 80s were fabulous. First of all, music was great. Used to go out clubbing. There were times that I would go out so late, go home, take a shower, and go to work.
Wow. And were you at Fox at that point?
I was a reporter at Eyewitness News.
No.
It was sick. It was so much fun. I will tell you that, like, I definitely fizzled out by like 12 or 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
You know, you're dead.
You can't maintain that.
No.
But in your 20s, like, you can run on fumes.
You can run on fumes, and I love music. I love dancing. So the clubs were really big.
What were
back
your favorite
then.
Clubs to go to then?
Xenon was one of my favorite clubs. I was after Studio 54. Yeah. Like, I was not allowed. My parents were like, you cannot go to Studio 54. Yeah. I was underage. So Xenon was one of them. Area downtown was crazy. There were so many great places. Even Regine's, which was like a kind of fancy pants place.
Yeah. And how would you get into the fancy pants places?
You know,
especially like before you and your friends were maybe not quite 21.
Right. In those days, I think 18 was the age.
Really?
Yes. 18.
Wow.
We could drink
Imagine
at 18.
Imagine the trouble.
Yeah, we didn't have to sneak.
A senior in high school could get into.
We did not have to sneak. We actually could get in somewhere at 18.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Those were the good old days.
And what is your favorite way to spend 4th of July?
4th of July with family around the barbecue. I mean, it's everything is red, white, and fried that day. And, you know, hot dog is its own food group.
Yeah.
You got to have hot dogs. You got to have hamburgers. And, of course,
That's
fireworks.
That's what Jimmy Fallon said.
Yeah,
Jimmy Fallon said, like, 4th of July is not about getting fancy. It's simple and it's volume.
And fireworks. You know, there's nothing like blowing up explosives right near the grill. You don't know what's going to happen. I had cousins. They would get all this stuff and then...
Where would they get their fireworks? Like when you were a kid, when you were growing up, where did they get their fireworks?
I don't know if they drove down to South Carolina to get it, but they might have. They might have because it was legal there.
Yeah.
But I remember, you know, after a few fireworks, everybody starts to get bored after a few, right? So then to really get the crowd going, they'd put a whole bunch of stuff in a garbage pail and blow it up. Kennedy, you've never had garbage pail fireworks until you've been to Brooklyn with me. It was something to see.
Yeah, that is my dad. This is so, I mean, he's no longer with us. Probably because of this. But he used to ship fireworks via air to my grandmother's house in Indiana. And he would put on like an amateur fireworks display. And he would go to all the Indian reservations in Oregon because they're like, yeah, hell, we can sell whatever we want. You got cash, we're selling.
Right.
And then he would get these giant cakes made in China. And it was like almost, but it was, I can't believe he sent them on a plane.
Wow.
I mean, this was the 80s. It was a different time, Rosanna.
Hey, listen, we were smoking in the plane in the 80s.
Yes, I remember. And then, I remember being a kid and everyone smoking in the last three rows.
Right, and then they said, oh, no, you can't do it all over the airplane. You have to go in the back of the plane. Like it wasn't going to be smoky all over the plane.
Yeah, exactly. And then we all learned about secondhand smoke.
Yes.
And
darn
all
it.
The way. I know.
Oh, wow.
So who were some New York broadcast and journalism legends that you came across and either you revered them or they were just like pieces of work?
Well, Kennedy, they were pieces of work because they were very serious about their craft. One of them was John Rowland, who I worked with at Channel 5, yep. The 10 o'clock news. He was a wordsmith. And he used to come out of his office and he would yell at the writers if they did not have a conversational and fair, accurate script every night.
Yeah.
But you learned from him. At one point I was anchoring beside him and he would get angry with me if I just read somebody's copy. He's like, you need to make it your own. You got to put it in your own words. And I still hear that in my head when I do my broadcasts. And I learned a lot from him.
That's interesting because I interviewed Peggy Noonan a few years ago, and she was talking about she learned how to be a speechwriter because she originally wrote copy for radio. And she said she had to learn how to write for the ear. And that's what made her a good writer on the page.
I have to say, Peggy is one of my favorite writers.
Yes.
And I got a chance to introduce her at a big event for the Cardinal. And her speech brought down the house. She is just an incredible speech writer. She has, I don't know, we all can learn something from her. Great descriptions of things. And she just puts you in her home. It felt really good.
Well, Rosanna, have a wonderful 4th of July with
you
your
too,
family.
Kennedy.
I think you should revive the tradition of trash can fireworks. I think your family deserves it. Your neighborhood deserves it.
I got to go back to Dyker Heights. Will you come back with me?
I will meet you there.
Fabulous.
All right, Rosanna, God bless
Happy
you. And
4th.
Thank you for all you do.
Thank you. You too.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war in the term life industry. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man aged 45, non-smoker, can get $1 million of coverage for $75 per month, level rate for 10 years. Or a man aged 50, non-smoker, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of $110, level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At TermBusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote. 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-smoker rate class. Exam required to qualify.
It's the Will Cain Podcast.
I think this long-term play is an attempt to reorganize the global economy, to arrest the fall of the American empire. I don't know whether or not it will work or whether or not it will fail, but I do know that the path that we were on, even if in the short term the economy looked good, the path that we were on has been a path that is well trod by many empires before us, and we might want to try to reposition or arrest that fall and sustain the American empire.
Get the podcast 5 days a week at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week. Every week, we check in with Jimmy Failla, bring in authors for the book club, and even treat some of your favorite Fox personalities to a very special happy hour. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
Kennedy Saves the World. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Benjamin Hall, Fox News senior correspondent and New York Times best-selling author, and I'm searching for heroes. Every Monday, I'll speak with a few silent but noteworthy heroes, everyday people who illuminate stories of compassion and are true embodiments of heroism. Make sure you subscribe to my podcast, Searching for Heroes with Benjamin Hall, wherever you download podcasts, and please leave a rating and a review.
Every hour of every day, Fox News Radio is there with the latest breaking news and information you rely on.
This is a Fox News alert.
I'm Lisa Brady.
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
With Fox News correspondents around the globe.
At the White House.
Simon Owen in London.
On Capitol Hill. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The news that matters most to you. The top headlines. All in one place. Listen and follow the Fox News hourly update at foxnewspodcasts.com or ask your smart speaker to play Fox News. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist and host of the Janice Dean Podcast. Join me every Sunday as I focus on stories of hope and people who are truly rays of sunshine in their community and across the world. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
America's listening to Fox News. Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Failla, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
It is time to take the quiz.
It's five questions in less than 5 minutes. We ask people on the streets of New York City to play along. Let's see how you do.
I'm having what she's having. It's a quote from a 1989 film starring Billy Crystal and Meg Ryan. Name the film.
E.T. When Harry Met Sally.
You got it. When Harry Met Sally.
Either way you did, you can always try again tomorrow. Take the quiz every day at thequiz.fox. Then come back here to see how you did.
Thank you for taking the quiz.
The world of business moves fast. Stay on top of it with the Fox Business Rundown. Every Monday and Friday, Fox Business reporters, anchors, and hosts will bring you beneath the stock market speculation and boardroom drama to tell you about the biggest business stories of today. Whether you're on Main Street or Wall Street, Fox Business is invested in you.
Listen to the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
It is Kennedy Saves the World in the flesh at Langen's, and the king of suede is here. Jimmy Failla, host of Fox News Saturday Night, Fox Across America. You can listen to it weekdays pretty much everywhere. Jim, so obviously 4th of July is a big week for us.
Yes.
And for our families.
Yeah.
Now, because of the Pacific Palisades fire, our house is it's uninhabitable. We cannot have the 4th of July party there this year. So, you know, because it's become such a huge tradition and a highlight of our year, how are you coping?
Well, as you can see from my appearance, I'm still celebrating Pride Month this 4th of July. So I'm a little behind the schedule. The way I see it, I have till about the 7th this year, but it being the 4th of July. The Failla's are going to do what we do, which is drink until our underage son is our designated driver. I can't promise you a specific location.
How happy were you when Lincoln turned 16?
It was a big deal. Not as happy as my neighbors who were sick of Jenny parking on the lawn. They were more behind it than anybody. But no, we're so excited for this. So people need to know this about our 4th of July. We agree that Whitney Houston's national anthem is the greatest version of the song ever sung. And it's become,
without question,
it's become a tradition to play it until not only the neighbors call the cops, but one of Whitney's relatives eventually call the cops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, to get a restraining order.
They don't want to hear it anymore, but we've played it. I'm not making this up. We've played it, I'd say, 300 times in a night.
Yes.
Would that be an exaggeration?
No.
300 Whitney
and
Houston.
And every time it is played at our party, we make everyone stand up, remove their caps, put their hand on their heart.
Yes. And we're not making
this
up.
I thought this was America.
We're not making this up. And everyone is forced to sing. And I'm like, seriously, sing. And what makes this funny is Whitney didn't sing.
No.
She lip-sang that national anthem. We sang. We sang more than Whitney did.
Yeah.
But that's our commitment to America.
I mean, frankly, we should be getting royalties on that version.
Thank you. But if we were, you know, Paul Revere, it would have been the Britisher karaokeing. It wouldn't have been the Britisher coming. Our contribution is more of a musical one.
And we typically watch the fireworks at, Palisades High.
Yes.
Which they are rebuilding. They are in the process of rebuilding. We're hopeful next year.
Okay.
That the festivities will commence. It might not be next year. Might be the year after. It will continue.
Yeah.
At some point. But we would walk over as a group with your speaker blasting music on the way to the 4th of July fireworks.
Yep.
And then we would all sing
and
Whitney
sing Houston's and dance and scream and yell.
Anthem.
And the one nice thing about LA right now is if you still want to see fireworks, you can just show up in a police uniform and they'll shoot them at you. So they're going to be there.
So, Jimmy, what are some of the traditions on 4th of July on the barbecue that people need to follow? What have people been doing wrong that the Failas have gotten right?
See, I actually see the 4th of July as a classic burger dog because it's a fast-moving holiday. You can put fancy accoutrements on top of that if you want to. Meaning, I don't see it as a day to spend 12 hours smoking a brisket.
Mm-hmm.
I think the 4th of July is a rip and read, turn and burn. You cracking beer early, okay? If you're shooting off fireworks, you know, daytime fireworks, German Jack's firecrackers in a garbage can, that would be our tradition. But it would really be burger dog, maybe sausage on the grill, okay? Sides on the fourth. If cornbread's involved, it's because you're going brisket, you're going pulled pork, you're doing
You gotta
stuff.
Sop up something.
Fair. But in my house on Long Island, it's a house full of cops, so it's cheap canned beer, burger dog, drumstick. A drumstick was a go-to in my day.
Nice.
And drumsticks are weird because they're a little gamey, a little tendony. It's not It's not a good chew.
It's a feral meat.
But it looks good on a platter. And that's kind of what you're doing on the 4th of July. It's a very aesthetic holiday.
Yeah.
A lot of red, white, and blue. A lot of flags.
It's like a corpulent wing.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So it's a big wing.
Yeah.
It's a plus-size wing.
But it's not like a Disneyland turkey leg, which I love.
Uh-huh.
Like, I would only go to Disneyland now for the turkey leg.
Well, I go to Disneyland.
Which sounds like a euphemism, and it's not.
I go to Disneyland for the people eating the turkey leg, because they raise my self-esteem. You know, the people that are on the scooter and not.
Yeah.
I love that.
I mean, you can share a turkey leg with four people, and you'd all be stuffed. But there are the single leggers in the Wally scooters who, you know, their bones don't touch their joints anymore.
My question about the turkey leg is, how big are these turkeys? Has anyone ever seen one in person? Because that would be a 12'5" turkey.
The turkeys are so fat, they're in scooters. That's how bad it is.
One quick note on that. My favorite thing about the fat people on the scooters in Disney is you can see the pedestrians who are going to be taking them next year. Because they keep watching them going by, but like, you know, honey, you know, and you can see those just absolute land whales making their way onto a ride called Small World. Yeah. The irony. And they're a year away from a scooter.
They had to widen the seats.
Yes. At Small World. You know, Disney is circus fat. I talked to you about this when we first started going on tour. I said, you're going to love this.
We were in Tampa. That was the first time I heard the phrase circus fat.
Okay.
And even if you've never seen it, once you see it after you've heard that, you know exactly what it is.
Picture a man in an airport waiting area who's out of breath from reading. Okay. Circus fat. It's a larger gentleman who doesn't move well. And I love that. But that's, again, when you talk about American Access, you talk about the 4th of July, it is a go big or go home holiday.
If you're going to get circus fat, you have to start on the 4th of July. See, now, I'm going to disagree a little bit because we've been having a party for so long, like, you have to have giant platters of food.
Yes.
And you know it's good when you have a giant foil tray filled with bacon, lobster, mac and cheese.
Ooh.
Massive, overflowing bechamel sauce, potato chips, ground and, you know,
gorgeous.
Thrown in the oven, crisped
gorgeous.
Up. When that's gone in 5 minutes and it's a massive, massive tray, you know that's success.
Oh, absolutely. But that's what you're doing on the West Coast, and that's like a higher
West Side.
That's a higher end barbecue, like a specific, like, and that's what you should do if you're having big company. You should wow them a little bit. I agree. But if we're talking about my family in a backyard, it's just fat cops.
You're getting the cheapest beer.
Just
whatever was on sale
everything.
At Costco in
it's
May.
It's like if you own a rental property, you don't put nice stuff in it because you know they're going to rent it. Yeah. If you're having over my family of Long Island Mook cops, you're not doing anything fancy because they're going to wreck it anyway. They always do, and that's what we love about them.
Have you ever almost gotten arrested on 4th of July?
Arrested? Yes. And the charger should have been placed against my parents because back in the day, parents used to let you take bottle rockets, put it into a graphite lacrosse stick, and just shoot bottle rockets at your friends. That was the 80s.
That's how we grew up.
We literally shot bottle rockets.
We would get a bag of fireworks each and a Bic lighter, and my dad would go, have fun.
Yes.
My dad was a pyro. Like, I didn't realize until well into adulthood that that's actually wrong.
Yes. M80s, birthday cakes, but we used to shoot explosives. That's what I mean. That's why I think the country is going soft. It's like when you really think about the generational differences, just in not only how we played, how we traveled. So when I was flying back from Tulsa last week, they took a 4-ounce water out of my bag. I had a little bottle from the hotel out of the bag. Can't have the water. But you know what I had on the plane the first time I flew? Fire. You could smoke on the plane. So we live in an era where you can't bring water on a plane. When we were growing up, you could bring fire.
Yeah.
We're going soft. So, yes, I don't know that we can openly endorse bringing back fireworks fights, but they definitely bred a tougher generation of Americans.
All right. Well, Jim, have the best 4th of July.
Ever.
You and your family are my absolute favorites. It won't be the same this year, but it's just going to wind us up for next year and the year after and all the years where we're going to serve burgers, hot dogs, fancy bougie lobster mac and cheese, and all the beer people can drink. Happy 4th, Jim.
USA.
US and A.
Boom.
Kennedy will be back with more. Are you drowning in IRS tax debt?
I owe the IRS $37,000.
Get ready for a toll-free hotline. Take advantage of new IRS tax forgiveness programs that may protect you from IRS collection agencies. They have the power to garnish your wages, put liens on your property, and levy your bank account. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS.
Civic Tax Relief basically represented me against the IRS, and by the time everything was completed, I didn't owe the IRS anything.
Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs available for free.
I would recommend anyone who has a tax problem to contact Civic Tax Relief.
For free information, call 800-841-0908, 800-841-0908. Don't wait. Call now, 800-841-0908. That's 800-841-0908.
It is time to take the quiz.
It's five questions in less than 5 minutes. We ask people on the streets of New York City to play along. Let's see how you do.
I'm having what she's having. It's a quote from a 1989 film starring Billy Crystal and Meg Ryan. Name the film.
E.T. When Harry Met Sally.
You got it. When Harry Met Sally.
Either way you did, you can always try again tomorrow. Take the quiz every day at thequiz.fox. Then come back here to see how you did.
Thank you for taking the quiz.
Every hour of every day, Fox News Radio is there with the latest breaking news and information you rely on.
This is a Fox News alert.
I'm Lisa Brady.
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
With Fox News correspondents around the globe.
At the White House.
Simon Owen in London.
On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The news that matters most to you. The top headlines, all in one place. Listen and follow the Fox News hourly update at foxnewspodcasts.com or ask your smart speaker to play Fox News. From around the world,
Trey Yingst, joining us from Tel Aviv, Israel.
To Washington,
I'm Mike Emanuel.
To your own backyard. If a story impacts you or your wallet, we're on it. It's the Fox News Rundown. We give every story the deeper look it deserves with must-listen interviews and smart analysis from the voices you can trust. Start your day with the Fox News Rundown. Listen and follow now at foxnewsrundown.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
I'm Benjamin Hall, Fox News senior correspondent and New York Times best-selling author, and I'm searching for heroes. Every Monday, I'll speak with a few silent but noteworthy heroes, everyday people who illuminate stories of compassion and are true embodiments of heroism. Make sure you subscribe to my podcast, Searching for Heroes with Benjamin Hall, wherever you download podcasts, and please leave a rating and a review.
It's the Will Cain Podcast.
I think this long-term play is an attempt to reorganize the global economy, to arrest the fall of the American empire. I don't know whether or not it will work or whether or not it will fail, but I do know that the path that we were on, even if in the short term the economy looked good, the path that we were on has been a path that is well trod by many empires before us, and we might want to try to reposition or arrest that fall and sustain the American empire.
Get the podcast 5 days a week at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
I'm Charles Payne. Listen to my Unstoppable Prosperity podcast so I can get you making money right now. 35 years on Wall Street taught me how to successfully invest in the stock market. In my four-part series, I'm going to teach you too. Some of Fox Business's finest join me to help tell my story, impart crucial lessons from my Unstoppable Prosperity book, and to give you the tools to achieve your own financial dreams.
Listen anytime, everywhere at foxbusinesspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Langens in the heart of Midtown here in New York City. If you're ever on West 47th Street between 6th and 7th, stop by. Ask for Dez and Terry and tell them you heard all about Langens on Kennedy Saves the World. And now here's a man who's saved many, many celebrities.
I know all about Langens.
Do you? Dr. Drew Pinsky.
How are you, Kennedy?
Board certified addiction medicine specialist and also a doctor who will sell you prescription medication for your own home usage.
There you go.
So who was, when you have visibly treated celebrities?
Yes. Visibly?
Visibly, yes.
Visibly.
Not secretly.
Like in person.
Yeah, but not, I shouldn't say secretly.
I mean not in public.
Privately.
Not in public. Yeah.
Yes. Not people you've privately treated, because I don't want to violate.
I care.
No. I wouldn't ask you to do that. But publicly, the people that you have treated, who is the most challenging for you that you put so much sweat equity into?
So, I like the question, which is, I know you can't violate any HIPAA laws, but who was the most difficult patient? Tell me who.
Yeah. But I qualified it.
I have to wait for some of them to die.
Of the ones who have died?
No. Oh.
Jeff Conaway?
There are two that absolutely broke my heart. Who'd you say?
Jeff Conaway.
Conway's one. And the other is, you don't get an aging brain. It's the worst thing in the world.
Mike Starr?
No. Mike was also heartbreaking for me. All these people were killed by my peers.
Yeah.
They were all killed by doctors who said, why are you listening to these people that are trying to brainwash you? You need to stay on these pain meds the rest of your life. Get back on them. Dead in 2 weeks.
Awful.
Yeah, awful. Sizemore.
Tom Sizemore.
Sizemore was when we had treated him before Celebrity Rehab. And whenever Bob and I got a hold of him, he just did really well. It's when he'd get away from us, things would kind of slip.
So tell me, what is that? Because I met him, I was on Politically Incorrect with him.
He's a fucking genius.
He was so smart.
Yep.
He was so charming.
Yep.
He was willing to challenge his own beliefs.
Oh, always.
But there's something about an addict who is brilliant and charming that they take their pain
everything.
And they have to squirrel away with it. In a place that you can't see because they don't want to disappoint you.
So Tom did a lot of that. That's a good insight. That's very, very sharp, because it's hard to see that because he would hide it. But you're also pointing at something that is a feature of addiction, which is very interesting, which is that every weakness of the individual and every strength serves the illness. It's the craziest thing. So the key example, the most vivid example is as a parent. If you're a parent and you have great parenting instincts, your addict child will use those great parenting instincts to get the disease and as active as possible. And the same thing happens in their head. If they're smart, if they're compassionate, whatever it is, the disease uses it to maintain itself.
Wow. So Tom Sizemore.
And Jeff Conway.
Yeah.
And Mike, too. Mike, you know, he called me. He was doing great. I mean, it was a miracle. He was sober for a year. We couldn't believe it. And all of a sudden, he goes, I'm going to Utah. We're like, you know, whenever an addict, again, the thinking is what screws them up. So he's all of a sudden, I'm going to Utah. We're like, Bob and I are like, Mike, why? Because whenever an addict decides to do something that is sudden, you know it's somehow the disease is involved. I'm going to go live in sober living. I just have to get a band back together. They're all sober guys. We've all been sober a year, two, three. We live in sober living. We got meetings. We're going to be on the grounds of Cirque Lodge, he said. I was like, oh. I couldn't stop him. He calls me after being there a couple months, and he goes, I'm having back pain. I said, Mike, gave him some suggestions, and I said, whatever you effing do, do not tell a doctor that you have back pain. Don't do it. Dead two weeks later, with Soma and OxyContin on the bedside. Reminds me of Seymour and Philip Hoffman too. I'm sure the same thing happened to him.
Yeah.
Something very similar.
No, because there's so many doctors who are like, I mean,
they don't understand addiction.
No,
at all.
But
even people that claim to be addiction specialists.
So like, I went to an ENT when I was in high school because my tonsils were black. My tonsils were black. They were so like. I had such horrible tonsillitis, and every doctor was like, you have to miss 50 days of school before we take your tonsils out. The ENT looked at me and was like, they have to come out now.
Yeah. I think you should just, black means dead, by the way.
It wasn't good.
Yeah.
They were gross.
So
I kept them.
You had to write out
a little plastic bag.
You had to write out your medical history in detail. We just hand it to medical students as a textbook. Like, here's a medical textbook.
They wouldn't know.
Just learn from this case.
No, they wouldn't.
It's all here.
None of it would make sense.
It's all there.
Yeah, but they would try and, like, they would look and be like, I don't know. Like,
you missed the psychiatric stuff, though.
My file went to
the... You had no psychiatric illness.
My file went to the NIH, and they were like, yeah, I don't know. Just, and this is what they said. we don't have an explanation for this. And they would say, I can't speak to this.
There is such a thing.
And then they said, keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of that out there. You'd be surprised how much mystery illness there is that people don't get better from.
I don't know. And then in the end, I'm like, who cares? I'm going to, like, eat protein.
Yeah, yeah.
Eat a lot of greens. I'm going to exercise. Yeah. I'm going to meditate. I'm going to have a glass of champagne.
You're enjoying your life.
Because I want to celebrate life.
Your kids are great.
I want to have good experiences that make me happy.
Yes.
I want my children to be happy. Yeah. I want to work
hard. Do we have a college coming soon, or did one's in college?
Yeah, one's in college.
And then one going soon?
She just finished her sophomore year. Okay. And then one is going to be a junior in high school next year. So I have a sophomore and a sophomore. Next year I'll have a junior and a junior.
That's a lot.
Why did you make that face?
Because the college thing was a lot. I had to get three in the
same
year.
But you have triplets.
Yeah.
I can't imagine having three college sophomores in three different schools at one time.
That was, other than the expense, which was insane, the babysitting aspect of it was wonderful.
Yeah.
They were all tucked away, had a great time, and
so
did we.
And you think that's the hard part. That's my favorite thing when people have new babies. It's like... Yeah.
I know. How's our friend Kat doing? I'm going to go see
amazing.
Her
She's amazing. She's an incredible mom.
I know.
I love seeing her with her baby. Her baby is so cute.
I know, yes. And we're going to see him tonight.
She and her husband are doing it all by themselves. I have so much respect for them, and I love them. Like, I love her more and more every day.
And she, her return in June was a all-catch return show.
Yeah.
And she said something as though it was something she said once. Which was, Cam, will you change the diaper? He's like, yeah, you do it. Cam, I have cancer. I've heard her do that half a dozen times. So that was not a one-time thing. So,
God bless her.
But why not? Yeah, she's not wrong.
She's got such an incredible sense of humor. They both do.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's an incredible husband, an amazing partner, and a wonderful dad.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I saw him. Two things he has sent me pictures of. One was the kid in a full lacrosse gear with sunglasses on. He's a four-month-old. And the other was doing sit-ups, getting ready for West Point.
Oh, my God. Yeah. He's trying to convince my 16-year-old to go to West Point. She's like, I'm not going.
It'd be a cool thing. No cost, free, wonderful education. But his favorite phrase... I don't want to undermine anybody's sense of him as a good parent, because he is a good parent, but his favorite phrase to his little son is, don't be a pussy.
You have to know them to know how funny that is. And maybe we need that in our parenting. Dr. Drew, go forth and conquer.
Thank you.
Love to you and your family this 4th of July.
Thank you. Thank you for the mocktail, too. The ginger
All right.
beer.
This has been Kennedy Saves the World from Langens. Go have a beautiful 4th of July. And as always, freedom. I'm Kennedy.
This has been a Fox News Audio special. To listen and follow all your favorite Fox News podcasts, go to foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-715-9880.
That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-715-9880. That's 800-715-9880.
Sponsored by Annuity General. Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.